listener production.
Hey there, Paige Busher with your local briefing. The Emergency Services Minister says they're already helping regional communities get back on their feet following severe weather events. It follows the Nationals' promise to create a region-based resilience and recovery agency if they're voted in at the next state election. Stephen Dawson says they're happy with the one agency.
The last 2 years we've made a significant investment into recovery and resilient teams at DFES. So we've got an ongoing team of just over 30 staff now at DFES who are focused on resilience and recovery.
The Golden Mile Loop Line Railway Society has parted ways with close to 140 of its assets. Model train displays, signs and tools went up for auction over the weekend. Community members and local business owners banded together, spending $30,000 on 4 train carriages in hopes to save them for future use. The group has been struggling since 2017 when plans to open a tourist railway to the Super Pit failed to get off the ground. Progress on Northam's suspension bridge. An engineer's report revealing the key problem areas of the site, which has been closed since early February. Shire President Chris Antonio gives us the latest.
The concrete stays down the bottom, the ones that are anchoring everything, they're actually in good health. But what we've got to do is we've got to get the new, I'm calling them the big eyelet hooks. We've got to get some new ones engineered and built specialists. So we've just got to wait for that and work with the engineers and the engineering company to get that done.
In sport, Esperance Netball returns tomorrow night. Games getting underway from 7:30 p.m. when the rookies face United. Mally and Gibson will go head-to-head on Friday night, while Newtown will have an opening round bye. Want more local news? Get free breaking news about our community. Download the Listener app, search for your area and subscribe now.